Georgia's Fulton County recount delayed after Dominion server crash. By Hannah Blow on November 30, 2020. The recount requested by President Trump's campaign in Georgia's Fulton County experienced a delay after a Dominion voting system's mobile server crashed on Sunday, according to Fulton County officials. Technicians from Dominion have been dispatched to resolve the issue, Fulton County officials said in a statement after the server crashed on Sunday. The Georgia Secretary of State's office has also been alerted to the issue and is aware of efforts to resolve the problem. Dominion has remained at the center of claims of error and fraud in the 2020 election. While Sidney Powell is not formally part of President Trump's legal team, she participated in a joint press conference with his campaign prior to Thanksgiving and detailed the purported issues with the voting machines. As Breitbart News detailed, Powell argued that U.S. votes were being counted overseas, and that Dominion voting machines and Smartmatic software were controlled by foreign interests, manipulating algorithms to change the results. Powell noted specifically that Smartmatic's owners included two Venezuelan nationals, whom she alleged had ties to the regime of Hugo Chavez and Nicolas Maduro. The legal team alleged that there were statistical anomalies, such as huge batches of votes for Biden, that could not be explained except as manipulation, which, they alleged, happened in the wee hours of the morning as vote counting had stalled. The companies have disputed these allegations vigorously. Powell filed lawsuits challenging the election results in Georgia and Michigan last week, which contained the allegations she previewed at the press conference. Mathematical and statistical anomalies rising to the level of impossibilities, as shown by affidavits of multiple witnesses, documentation, and expert testimony evinced this scheme across the state of Georgia, Powell alleged, adding that especially egregious conduct arose in Forsyth, Paulding, Cherokee, Hall, and Barrow County. Researchers have also questioned the reliability of the voting systems, noting that they register votes in barcodes that the human eye cannot decipher, which could give voters printouts that accurately spell out the names of the candidates they picked. But, because of a hack, the barcodes do not reflect those choices. In October, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, AJC, warned that Georgia's newly implemented Dominion voting system was vulnerable to cyber attacks. It also noted that Texas rejected the Dominion equipment due to multiple hardware issues. Top Democrats, including Senators Elizabeth Warren, MA, Amy Klobuchar, MN, and Ron Wyden, also signaled concern over Dominion's technology in 2019. In a letter to the private equity firms controlling the top U.S. election technology companies, the senators expressed concern over vulnerabilities and a lack of transparency in the election technology industry and the poor condition of voting machines and other election technology equipment. However, Dominion has fervently denied what it called false assertions about vote switching and software issues with their voting systems, and Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, R., has dismissed Powell's accusations. Fulton and the remaining 158 counties have until December 2 to complete the requested recount. 11 Alive reported. The candidate-requested recount follows the election day tallies and a pre-certification hand audit of ballots. However, the Trump campaign insisted this particular recount also includes signature matching, something not allowed under existing Georgia law. Fulton County, Georgia's most populous county, also delayed its ballot count on the day of the election, attributing the stall to a burst water pipe. It is outrageous that we cannot rely on Fulton County elections officials to do their jobs without unexplained four-hour delays, interventions by private attorneys and federal court orders, David Schaefer, chairman of the Georgia Republican Party, said on Sunday. Schaefer added that GOP recount monitors waited for 4 hours at the World Congress Center while Fulton County officials updated the software. The explanation given to me, just the usual Fulton County incompetence, is completely unacceptable, he added. Georgia certified its statewide election results less than 2 weeks ago.